Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. All right, so I broke down how to know what are red and green flags in dating into three categories, and I call it the three C's. I broke it down into connection, communication, and capacity. And I really think that this that these categories are, in my opinion, some of the most important, you know, as far as setting yourself up for a great dating experience slash building a relationship. So the first episode, this episode, we're going to talk about connection. Then the next episode, we'll talk about communication. And the final one, we'll talk about capacity. So under the umbrella of connection, and I want to challenge you to explore and redefine what a connection looks like for you. I know for me, in my 20s, connection was just basically attraction. Connection was how much dopamine shot into my head because someone had pretty eyes or a nice body. Connection was basically my boner, right? And of course, as you start to get in relationships, you realize that connection is deeper. There's a lot more to connection than just the attraction. So today, as a 50-year-old, connection means so much more than attraction. And also, attraction, that has changed, you know, like before when I was young, yes, attraction was a lot about aesthetics. Attraction was also about energy and the dynamic. And when I was younger, attraction, I was usually attracted to unhealthy, right? I was attracted to, and I don't think I was aware of it. It's a lot of unhealthy is running underneath. And what's running underneath, we're a lot of times not aware of, unless we're really, you know, processing and digging and trying to make the unconscious conscious and trying to see patterns and what's running underneath, right? So instead of exploring that, I just went with what I felt. And then later I realized that what I felt, although is true, isn't always healthy. So connection these days to me is values, meaning does your values with the person that you're, or the prospect or the person you want to invest in, the person you're dating, the values line up, you know? Values are going to be huge when it comes to what you guys believe in, what you guys hold hands on. You know, it's the thing that's greater than both of you, right? And so it really creates strong handrails when it comes to relationships if your values line up. Not every single value, but, you know, most, right? Now, if your values don't line up, the connection is going to be difficult, you know? You could have fiery sex and be really attracted to someone, but if your values don't line up, think about what that would look like in the day-to-day and as far as building a relationship. I like to think of connection now as things that are greater than self, kind of stacked at the top, and then the obvious underneath it, right? So what I mean by the obvious is, yeah, how you feel, dopamine, attraction, sexual chemistry, all of that. But the things that are bigger than both of you, and this is what I really want to kind of challenge you on, should be stacked at the top, because those are the things that are going to make your relationship really have legs, and it's going to sustain you, you know, when things are tough. So what are some things that are greater than you? Values, right? Your sense of purpose, your mission. What else are things that are greater than you? I mean, for some people, it's religion, politics. Not so much for me. For me, it's like, is a person a spiritual being, right? And do they show up in that way? Do they see the world through that lens? Is the person kind and trying to make some kind of difference in the world? Is the person doing everything they can to share their gifts, you know, running toward their fears and really trying to position them to themselves so they're allowing something greater to work through them to share their gifts? Like, is that important to them, right? Or are they just kind of going through the world, crossing fingers and hoping to get lucky and hoping that good things will happen, you know? So obviously, the latter would not be a strong connection for me. But someone who's actively working on bettering themselves, I'm going to connect to that person, right? Early on in my, during my rebirth, what was really helpful was this question: where am I going? And then who's going with me? And I always said that if you reverse the order, which I have in my early years, 20s, 30s, then you'll be going alone. And so what I mean by that is I used to put who I wanted to love, or, you know, the relationship, the person in my life above everything. And then after that, I was like, okay, now what do I want to do in this life? And you know, what's my purpose? Where do I want to go? What do I want to build? And so with that, I would put the person I loved on a pedestal. She was the sun I revolved around. And so if the relationship was rocky or it didn't work out, my life crumbled, right? And that was basically my marriage. After my marriage, I decided to flip the script a little bit and ask myself, where am I going? And then who's coming with me? Right? And this does a couple things. One, it puts the thing that's greater above, right? But also, it makes you more attractive because you're going somewhere and people want to go on that ride. And if you have two people in a relationship who think this way, they're fired up about where they're going, and then who's going with them, then you have two people maneuvering in the relationship where it's not just hanging on each other, but something greater. It also intensifies the attraction, I think, right? Going back to connection, I think it intensifies the connection. Because let's face it, like, the surface connection, the hot sex, you know, the attracted to your partner, usually in the beginning, it's high, and then as life happens, you move in, maybe you have children, you know, you just start living and going through life challenges. That attraction fades, and it kind of fluctuates, and you got to put work into it. You got to shovel the coal into the fire, and that's normal, right? It doesn't mean that the relationship is in trouble. That's just the normal pattern. So if that attraction is going to fluctuate, there has to be more for the connection to be strong. I mean, another part of connection is, like, do you want children? You know, what kind of parent are you? And this is all new for me. We have a three-year-old, and before that wasn't even on my radar. But today, yeah, it's important to me what kind of parent you are, because we're going to connect in that way, you know? And so there needs to be some overlap on how you parent and what's important to you. Are you ambitious? Do you take care of your body? What are your practices, whether it's therapy or meditation or riding a motorcycle? What are your own practices that have nothing to do with your partner that gives you more of a sense of self, right? What are your practices that keep you evolving? And so I also think that connection, adult connection, a grown-up connection, a healthy connection, has interdependence. It's two pistons pumping to move the engine forward. It's not two people in a hot tub on top of each other, facing each other. Although that's a very sexy image. That was my definition of connection in my 20s. But two people working together, you know, two people syncing up with overlapping values, what they want out of this life, but also what they want to give, how they want to be of service, all of that stuff. I know for me, I feel very connected to my partner. If we are both working towards something, but at the same time, we have our own lives. You know, we have our own friends. Vanessa talks about how she gets really turned on when she goes to a party and we kind of separate and she can observe me being myself with other people. So I'm not like hanging on her, you know what I'm saying? So like, and I get that. That makes sense. There's a trust there. There's a, oh, he's his own person. There's a, he's not needy. There's, you know, all these things that are happening that for her is a turn on, right? And so using that example, I think if you stretch that over life, can you have your own friends, build your own business, you know, pursue your own passions? Can you have your own life? And then your partner does life with you and you guys share. And then your partner has his or her own life as well, and own friends and own passions. And they could differ, and I think they should. Not everything has to sync up. That would be weird. But there should be some overlap. But two people doing their own thing, having their own life, but of course making time and investing in each other and doing life with each other. That, to me, produces the strongest connection. When you lose your sense of self or life and you are now putting the relationship above everything else, that may feel like a strong connection in the beginning, but it's almost a false connection, right? Because a connection doesn't have legs. You are grabbing, not holding. And usually the strong connection, the green flag in a relationship, is when two people are holding the relationship, not grabbing it. Grabbing can be controlling. Grabbing can be codependency. Grabbing can be not looking inward. A lot of pointed fingers, defensiveness, jealousy, possession. Those are all kind of grabbing traits. And when you're young, that just feels like someone loves you so much that they can't live without you. And you may say that that's a strong connection. But it's not. It's an unhealthy enmeshment, right? That is actually going to stunt healthy connection. It's actually going to put two people down a cul-de-sac. And there's going to be an end to that. Because someone's going to outgrow the other person. And then the connection is going to change and you're not going to be attracted to the person anymore. So those are so red flags in connection would be grabbing instead of holding, right? Any kind of grabbing where you kind of feel like there's like possession, ownership, jealousy, control. All of those kind of things are red flags when it comes to connection. Green flags when it comes to connection, values, things that are greater than both of you that line up, that overlap. Not everything has to. Green flags in connection would be each person with their own life, building their own thing, coming together, doing life with. Green flags in connection would be not just physical attraction, but attraction that is more than skin, right? More than skin hunger is going to be lasting connection. Feeling safe is connection. Looking inward, and we'll get to more about this in episode 3 when we talk about capacity, but non-defensiveness allows soil for connection. Those are green flags. So ask yourself, whether you're in a relationship or if you're dating, what is your definition of connection? And it doesn't have to be mine, but chances are it's different than when you were in your 20s, hopefully, right? Because you've grown and changed and been through some shit and have learned. What is your new definition of connection? And if you don't ask yourself this, there's a high chance you might just default to what your body thinks or feels, what your body feels, and it may be an old definition, right? we have to kind of use our minds to steer ourselves into new love experiences, to give our body a new experience and rewire, and so we can create new definitions. Because if not, and you just kind of like not think, but allow your body to just go where it's going to go, you may get yourself into trouble. You may naturally trace old love blueprints that aren't honest to you, and then you're in something unhealthy and toxic, right? So use your mind to think about what your new definition of attraction looks like, connection looks like, and then tell yourself you're going to give your body that experience, so your body now can rewire itself and know, oh, this is what connection looks like, and it's different. I feel it, right? And also, dating is exploration, you know? You have to leave room for learning and growth. It can't be like, okay, it's, you know, the whole checking boxes thing, I think can be dangerous, right? So there needs to be room for poetry and magic, and I really believe that with love. So if you're dating, ask yourself what your new definition of connection is, and are you feeling red flags or green flags when it comes to connection, but also allowing yourself space to explore and stretch and allow that new definition to unfold. So it's almost like your definition is like you have an idea of it, but it's not set in stone. You know, there's room for an evolving of that definition. Because I believe that love is a living, breathing thing. You know, I don't think it's like a plaque. It's not dried cement. It's not a blueprint. It's this living, breathing thing. And as we change and who we choose to love changes, and we're all on our, you know, life journey, that love is kind of shaped and molded and stretched and all of that, right? And it creates that kind of container for both of you guys. And you are both building something that is greater than its parts.